Sunday night, end of the day of the tour, Rabbi Shlomo Weisbart.
So last Sunday, we kept it at last Sunday, and that was the halachas of who can't take medicine on Shabbos. Who cannot take medicine on Shabbos? So the halacha is that anyone who's got a very slight discomfort, and obviously it bothers them a bit, yeah, but it's a very slight discomfort, Moishi, such a person can't take any medicine on Shabbos. That means, I give an example, a sore throat, a slight headache, diarrhea, obviously exceptions, but it's a very slight uncomfortable feeling. There's no heter to take any medicine whatsoever on Shabbos, and who are din, you can't ask a goy to do anything, you're not allowed to ask a goy anything, even a shus mokam mitzvah, 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 this is not enough for choli to allow it.
If you take medication every day of the week.
Oh, we'll come to that.
Wait a minute,
that was what you can't do, right? Then we spoke about, that was one level. So the first level is a very slight headache. The next one is mitzas choli. That's slightly worse. It's got an ailment. Again, it's not mummy's severe, but it's a definite discomfort. There again, you can't take any medicine, but there non-Jew can help you. So the moshe, let's say someone's got a bit of an itchy, what do you call it? You can ask a non-Jew to rub the cream in or something like that. We rely on the fact that rubbing a cream completely into the skin is not awesome in our Torah. It's awesome in our bottom when it comes to a goy. We'll see about this. What? Yeah, someone asked me this today, actually. It's a good question I was asking. The choy depends on every person himself, I think. It depends on every person. Right, someone told me that he had a toothache last week or so. Mum is unbelievable. You're right, sometimes it's very, very painful. It depends exactly where you are. Yeah. So who are doing the most? Someone's got a slight earache. Can't take any eardrops. All these things are awesome to take for slight things. What do you call it?
So why can't take eardrops?
Because you must take medicine on Shabbos because we're scared you might grind it up.
What does grind up mean?
It depends again. I had a blocked ear last time. There's nothing you can do with that really. But there's no medicine you take. But sometimes it depends. Someone's got a slight earache. It's not so painful. You're right. It's very hard to know. But I'm saying a throbbing earache is definitely. Not what we're talking about.
We're talking about a very bad toothache.
That's much worse. Yeah, that's already good. That's already good. That could be kind of good for it. It's a very bad toothache. You have to know. You have to know how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, bad enough for you to do what to make it?
First of all, if it makes you very, very schwach, that's a kind of good. Someone told me today, yeah, the toothache is a mammish. He couldn't move. It was very, very painful. So everyone's got a different level, you're right, there are different levels of what's called pain. It's very hard to give a clear hakdora, but it's a slight pain which is uncomfortable for a person, that's not a heter. It has to be mummish disturbing. So we're talking about the violent, all things which are not mummish, very, very painful, it's a very slight pain. But the Maaseh Chazal don't even take it on Shabbos, you can't take a medicine on Shabbos. We're scared that if we let you take medicine on Shabbos, you might come and do more things, that's what we don't allow. So what can you do? What does such a person do on Shabbos? So Chazal, actually, interestingly, they allowed a number of heterim Chazal in Hilchos Refuah for a person who's not seriously ill. Number one is a very interesting halacha, and that is, this was a medicine in the time of Chazal called Kiloirin. Let's just find where we are here.
What's Kiloirin?
Oh, actually, I've got a good question. I'm coming to that. That's in Shin Chav Ches. I've got Sif Aleph over here. Sorry, let me just find it is. Shin Chav Ches, Sif Chav Alef. It's an eye infection. It's got some slight eye infection, which again, it's not painful, it's not threatening, it's uncomfortable. It's not a chole kolagof. So you can't take the medicine. Now, the medicine was to put some solution on your eye, and you wash your eye with it, and that apparently relieved the situation. That can't be done on Shabbos. Oh, so that's another important point. Someone's got a condition now which is nothing, but he's scared if he leaves it, it can be very serious. He can take medicine. And in fact, we see this better. Oh, Shabbos says, who are doing for the world becomes serious on Shabbos itself? Let's say it becomes serious on Motzah Shabbos. It's also allowed.
That's every earache. I'm not sure about.
Not every earache has to be light, has to be serious. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. He's telling every area potentially could be a serious area. I'm not sure.
Potential. Not definite will.
Okay, yes, if it's true, then you're right. If it's true. So Chazal gave a special head. This is a Shikhav Ches, Sikhav Adam. Very interesting head over here. I never understood properly. Well, hopefully now we'll show you understand it over here. And that is Kiloirin, this halacha over here. Shayr Adam Kilar. So what was the medicine? The medicine was to put some solution, make some solution up, and you mix it with water, the solution, and then you wash it on your face, over your eyes, and that apparently relieves the eye. So, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? You can't do that on Shabbos. But, says the Shulchan Gemara, and the Shulchan Gemara brings it over here, Mavi Shayr Adam Kilon Me'er Shabbos. A person can make this mixed up on Erev Shabbos. The nice and I'll gather her eye on the Shabbos. And you can put it on your eye on Shabbos. So what you do is you make this mixture, whatever solution it is. It's got some mixture in it. You mix it into water. And then on Shabbos, you dab it on your face. What's going on over here? What's happening? So it's interesting, because I'll say like this. Let me just find where it is. So you have to do two things. One is the lotion is mixed before Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. And it looks like normal water, and the appearance looks like normal water. It looks now like normal water. The reason why this is mutter is because you've done two things over here. The person who's taking the medicine has had a shimmy time. He knows that normally he'd make this medicine on Shabbos. He is now prepared on Erev Shabbos. So for him, there's a recognizable distinction between this medicine and normal medicine. He won't come and make normal medicine on Shabbos. We don't have to worry about it. For the onlooker, if an onlooker sees someone taking medicine on Shabbos as a gezeira, maybe he might copy you. Here, there's no problem in copying you because it looks like normal water. It just looks like a person washing his face. So because you've done these two things, therefore, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. So again, what's the thing over here? This mixture is made, you mix it with water and a solution. I want to stress, this is a normal way of making it. Yeah? The way it's made on a typical day, is how if someone wants to take this medicine on Thursday, he would do the same thing. He would make this mixture on Thursday, he would put water together with a solution, and then he dabs it on his eye. So there's no problem, it's out of him, he's done a hecker, he's done something which notifies him that today is different, because he made the solution on Erev Shabbos. The onlooker's got no problem, because the onlooker doesn't know he's taking the medicine. So Chazal allow that. Because of this, many poskim want to suggest that Hu Adin, if a person knows, he often gets headaches on Shabbos. The shotgun's too heavy for whatever it is. He gets a headache. Can you put the tablet, crush up the tablet before Shabbos, into some cake or into some sugar, and then take it on Shabbos? Is that the same thing?
Why can't you
say,
if you have cake and then it's my favorite on Shabbos?
Because you can't take this on Shabbos machine. No, that's. So here, what you've done is you've camouflaged, you've done mamish l'chayr, the same thing. You've mixed the medicine in the food stamp before Shabbos. To the onlooker, also it doesn't look like you're doing anything.
You're eating cake?
Yeah. Was that nothing wrong? So I asked my father, the wrong mate, a long time ago, can I just take the tablet, cut it in half and stick it to the cake?
Yeah,
Without crushing it. Without crushing it.
When? Before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos. Is that good enough?
Nobody can see doing anything that's different.
Well, after you've taken the medicine on Shabbos.
And if you crush it out and put it in your sugar, you'll stay medicine on Shabbos.
What do you mean?
So he said to me at the time, he's got no raya at present. He said to me, but the mice, as far as he knows, that's not right. Don't think it's right, because the medicine is there still. Anyway, over Shabbos, I looked. And I sort of Shlomo Zalman, the mummy speaks it out to him. Shlomo Zalman says, in his Nika Shlomo, it was called on Rafua, he says, this is no good actually. It has to be crushed up completely. It has to be not Nika. I mean, if it's in a cake in half and two half pieces, it could fall out. I don't know what, maybe it's a gazelle, it might fall out. It's a kiddush actually, but the mice says that's no good. So it has to be crushed up, so you can crush it out and put it into sugar.
But dissolve the paracetamol before Shabbos?
Yeah, if you could do that, and you could do make a medicine before Shabbos.
Like clear water?
Sorry?
What looks like clear water?
Can anyone tell what it is? No. I don't even look at your drink, what you're drinking. I don't even know. Maybe put some whiskey in it, no one knows what you've done. I don't even know, I don't notice what you've done. So the mice, many possibly say that's mutter. So a person can make this solution before Shabbos, and that way he can avoid taking, he can take medicine on Shabbos. Rav Moshe disagrees with this heter. He says the whole heter in the Shulchan Aruch is talking about where the normal way is to make it mixed, and you mix it on Erev Shabbos. That is a shinui. But for you, all of a sudden, just to mix something on Erev Shabbos, which is not normal to do, that doesn't work. So Moshe doesn't agree with this, actually, this Hetzer. He holds this Hetzer will not work, unless it's normal to mix in a solution, which I don't know which there is, what there is. I don't know where we've got medicine where you normally mix it. So generally speaking, Moshe not to have with this Hetzer. Many possibly do take this on, and it helps for people who've got something they need to take, which is, they haven't got enough of a Hetzer to take it, the medicine. But if they crush it up before Shabbos, I mean, mix it into something else, which is not recognized. Mix it into sugar, or I don't know where else to put it, into cake. I mean, you find loads of things to put it into, but it's not recognized anymore as a medicine, then many poskim do take on that supposed to do.
You know, there's a kind that that fizzes. You put it in water, and it fizzles, it dissolves, it effervescent, and then you can drink it. So if you do that on Erev Shabbos,
I'm not sure what you mean. That's the normal way to do it.
According to Moshe,
that will be alright. That case then. Yeah, that's even better. According to Moshe, that will be alright. That's the normal way to. You never take it straight. You always dilute it with water. Yes, so that's a good example. What do you take it for? What's that for?
For headaches, for any pain. It's
dissolvable. Yes, that's the same thing. The thing is, it won't work for everything. What's it called? These capsules, I think someone told me. That you can't really do. You can't break the capsule before Shabbos and take the powder out and put it into something else. I don't know what, I don't know if you can, but the chori, they tell it has to be in a capsule.
What do you want to do?
No, I don't think practically it works. The tiny and practical way I think it's going to work. Practically work, I don't think it's going to help take the capsule out. I don't know why, I'm not sure what happened, I don't know.
It does work, it's not the norm to do it, but the cost is too big.
If it works, if you, no, I'm talking about Salah, you can do it. Salah, it's mutter, you can do it on Erev Shabbos. But they say, practically speaking, it won't work, you do this before Shabbos. Ramosha says it has to be. Ramosha's story is that this kilo was a normal way to make a mixture. So anyone which is normal to make a mixture, and you do on Erev Shabbos, that's already a hacker. But just you to make up a new thing, that's no good, Ramosha says. The other thing, which is also very, that's hetter number one. Hetter number two is which is a course. A person has to take it, let's say, for 7 days. Let's start with hetter number one. A person is on a course which has to be taken for 7 days, and he can't stop in the middle. Which I don't know what's going on. I asked the doctor, and he said it can be antibiotics. Actually, that means it could be. He said to me, it could be. It's dangerous to stop in the middle because it could flare up again, and your resistance stops. So let's take something like that. Something which is that most possibly hold a 7-day course, which needs to be taken. Many possible hold, that's no problem, you can take that on Shabbos. Because our work goes in that case, because then a person needs to have Shabbos involved, otherwise you can't get better.
It's not a Sunday person, take all your realms.
I can't come with that, So the marshal where he has to take the 7-day course, and otherwise the illness will not get better, even though it's not life-threatening, it's not a major illness, it's a rash, I don't know, whatever, it's something which Lamaisa needs to be sorted out, but it's not managed serious. Many possible hold, if it's a 7-day course, Chazal will never go there in that case.
Do you
understand? Yeah, I think it's starting on Shabbos actually.
Do you understand?
Anyway, I've done anyway on Shabbos once, yeah? It's a 7-day course, you're going to have to do a Shabbos anyway. Now, I think they say the apostle said, as far as I know, you're starting on Shabbos.
When
does
the 7-day course start?
It starts Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, which any day of the week. Any day of the week. It's a 7-day course. Why am I going to less than that? The marshal, a person is a 5-day course. So that already, that's not a posh already anymore. A 5-day course. What's the case of? No, but then maybe you have to wait. Maybe you shouldn't start your course then yet. We're not talking about life threatening. We're not talking about a serious condition. We're talking about a skin condition or something which needs to be treated. It's not mamish major. It's a maker's family or mitzvah schoy. It's got no headache on Shabbos. But it's a 5-day course. So some people tie in such a case, it's a chiddush actually, that they weren't gozer in this case either. This is a long time to take the course, they were allowed to take it. Not one holds this, it's nothing out of it. Okay, the other thing is what you're all asking about here, let's discuss it, because it's quite important. Sorry?
This will start on Friday till Sunday.
Yeah, start away till another day. The other thing over here is, where's number three? What have we done? We've done number one. What was number one? Oh, there's another interesting head to this one over here. That's a kiddush. I couldn't find this clearly in the possum. I couldn't find it anywhere else. He says, let's say someone's got itchy skin. So the mice, he's scratching, it disturbs him a lot. The mice has no way to take medicine on Shabbos for that. It's not serious enough. But at times we do a grommer indirectly, that's mutter, so washing, put the lotion on top of your hands and it runs down onto that. That has our work goes wrong. It's also used to condition mice. Because you're putting on a healthy part of the skin. It doesn't look like you're doing refuah. It happens to run down onto a part which needs this lotion. That is also what he says, Kiddush. The next one, probably the most one, that's most encompassing, right? That is the one of something which is called prevention. That means the person now is not really a choler. Yeah? Let's say, for example, someone had a skin condition which has healed, but the doctor tells him to carry on taking it. To might stop it recurring. So as it is now, this person is not a choler. So this is also very big chiddush actually, is that Chazal weren't goyzer in this case. Chazal were only goyzer when someone is ill. If the person is not ill, then there's no problem taking it. Now what you were asking for about all these cases about, unless someone's got, is on, what's it called, blood pressure tablets. Now, the thing is, the doctor has said that he needs to take it, so he is a choler, this person. He's a choler. Now the shiny is you have to ask yourself, this I ask the doctor, everyone has to ask the doctor themselves. Well, I think, can one rearrange taking these tablets? That means, can you take it on Friday afternoon and then take one on Motzah Shabbos? Can you avoid taking on Shabbos? Well, antibiotics are generally not known to take three or four times a day. So someone takes a blood pressure tablets, or he takes some sort of tablets, whatever it is, which he needs to take once a day. The question is, does it make a difference when he takes it? So I asked one doctor said to me that it depends what the situation is, obviously, how bad he is. Sometimes he might need to take it, but he can't avoid one day. He said in most cases he would have thought it doesn't make a difference to push it off. But, well, I'm not telling you that one has to ask a doctor once, that one has to ask a doctor. I'm just saying it's interesting questions over here. That means the person is called a choler because the doctor said he's got high blood pressure, which is an illness. And therefore, he's taking medicine for it. So again, if he needs to take it every day and he can't miss out a day in the mosh, whatever it is, then he's got to take it. That's can be a constant mosh, it can be dangerous. But if it's something which can be avoided, then a person should try and push it off till Matzah Shabbos.
You've got tiny little headache. Tiny. You just feel it coming.
Once, that's a good point what he's asking, but once you've got a tiny headache, you're called
Wait a second.
It's there. If it's there, it's called a choler, a meichas ba'alma. If he takes it, someone told us about heartburn, he told me someone gets heartburn often, yeah? Now, often a heartburn is not called a choler, kind of golf. It's uncomfortable.
Painful.
What?
It's very painful.
Is it very painful?
Very painful.
No.
It's very painful if you don't take a...
So it'll depend
what
it is.
It's not a choler, you're not
going to
bed.
So he said to me like this, which is possible, man. I don't know how it works with heartburn, but I don't suffer that bad. Someone gets heartburn, he knows after his chod, it was a heartburn.
Yeah.
So then, before he starts his chod, he's perfectly healthy. There's nothing wrong with him taking heartburn tablets before he has his chod.
But it helps.
That's right, I can't tell you. That's a good question. That's a good question. But with San Hilchus Rafua,
food then probably helps.
What?
You've got to have food.
The idea is to stop the acid from coming up.
Yeah, maybe it helps you beforehand. I don't know, I'm not sure what it is. No? I mean, hay fever tablets, a lot of people take before they've got hay fever. I've had this before. That people do. Before they've got hay fever, they know they're going to be... First of all, let's say they heard that in the weather forecast, the hay fever is going to be quite high tomorrow. Divided, they wake up on Shabbos morning, they're feeling perfect. Doesn't bother them at all. They can take hay fever tablets and there's no problem. There's no gezeiros chazal. Chazal didn't make gezeiros. At this present moment, this person's feeling fine. And he knows that if he leaves it, he's going to become ill.
Before you get the hay fever.
What? What can you do?
You take it straight out of the shot before you start getting the heart.
Yeah, you can do that as well. But what Simcha said, once a person feels a slight headache, that's already a choler.
It's
already
going to make... say it's gone away for a few minutes, you can quickly take something.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're called to man, you're okay, you're not a choler, you can take it. As long as you've got no makers, you're not feeling any pain at all, you can take a medicine. This you take straight, yeah? You don't have to take it with camouflage and liquid and anything else. This is, you're not a choler. Chazal won't go through in this case. And therefore, Chazal allowed a person in such a case to take the medicine straight. Yeah? These are all cases of where a person is feeling better. I say heartburn, also a good example. I mean, loads of these medicines that people are taking is for that reason. Someone's got, someone's constipation, let's say, right? Divinely, he's fine. But he knows if he doesn't sort himself out now, doesn't take tablets now, he's going to become constipated. Call somebody who's not constipated, he can take the tablets. Nothing wrong. No, okay, everybody's safe. What?